This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. WHO. Ebola outbreak in DRC and Uganda poses high regional risk but no global pandemic emergency. The World Health Organization has determined that the Ebola outbreak affecting the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda presents a high risk at regional and national levels but does not currently constitute a global public health emergency of international concern, PHEIS, according to the UN Health Agency chief on Wednesday. Two countries affected by the current Ebola outbreak, Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda. High regional risk demands vigilant containment. The WHO has not triggered a global emergency declaration, with the UN Health Agency chief stating that while the risk is high at regional and national levels, it does not represent a global pandemic emergency. The regional designation reflects the elevated threat to neighboring countries in Central and East Africa. The distinction between regional and global risk classification affects public health strategy. A regional emergency designation differs from a PHEIS designation in its scope and international response requirements. Containment efforts and vaccination. The availability of Ebola vaccines has improved outbreak containment prospects compared to previous outbreaks when no licensed vaccines existed. See our clinical updates section for more on vaccine-driven control strategies. Why regional, not global, emergency status? The WHO's assessment reflects the current epidemiological situation in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda, as stated by the UN Health Agency. The designation stops short of a PHEIS based on the WHO's evaluation. This approach underscores the importance of global health surveillance systems in distinguishing between different types of outbreak threats. The deadly Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, and Uganda does not represent a global pandemic emergency, although the risk is high at a regional and national level. UN Health Agency Chief, May 2026. Key takeaways: two countries, DRC and Uganda, are currently affected according to WHO assessment. WHO has determined the outbreak presents high risk at regional and national levels, but does not constitute a global public health emergency. The UN Health Agency chief made the determination on Wednesday. Regional risk designation differs from global pandemic emergency status. Frequently asked questions: what is the difference between a regional emergency and a global pandemic emergency? A regional emergency designation means the outbreak poses high risk within specific geographic areas, while a global public health emergency of international concern, PHEIS, represents a broader international threat requiring coordinated global response. Are Ebola vaccines available? Ebola vaccines are available and have improved containment prospects compared to previous outbreaks when no licensed vaccines existed. The WHO continues to assess the situation in the DRC and Uganda as it develops. Source: though Ebola risk is high inside DR Congo, but it's no pandemic emergency. Context: Ebola outbreak in DRC and Uganda poses high regional risk, but no global pandemic emergency. Description: WHO assesses Ebola outbreak in DRC and Uganda as high regional risk, not global emergency. Author: type organization, name G editorial team. Publish type organization, name GMJ News Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-21. Date modified: 2026-05-21. At context: is the difference between a regional emergency and a global pandemic emergency. Accepted answer. Answer. Text: a regional emergency designation means the outbreak poses high risk within specific geographic areas, while a global public health emergency of international concern, PHEIS, represents a broader international threat requiring coordinated global response. At type: question, name, are Ebola vaccines available? Accepted answer. At type: answer. Text: Ebola vaccines are available and have improved containment prospects compared to previous outbreaks when no licensed vaccines existed.